بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of a speech delivered on February 17, 2022 by Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, via video conference with the participation of people from Tabriz and East Azerbaijan, commemorating the anniversary of the Tabriz uprising of February 18, 1978.
Well, I wish to raise an important point here, and that is the fact that in the 4 decades after the victory of the revolution, many fruitful activities have been done for the sake of the continuation of the revolution. Some of these activities have been done voluntarily by the people, and some have been done by the government. Great achievements have been made in the past decades, but some people want to deny them. A few days ago, I said that we should not allow the current problems in the country to overshadow all these important and big feats accomplished over the years. These achievements should not be ignored. We had a lot of progress and a lot of achievements. An example is scientific progress. In the past revolutionary years, we were ahead of the rest of the world in terms of scientific progress. This is not my opinion, rather it is the opinion of the international centers. That is, the rate of our scientific progress is several times faster than the global average. Some have said it is 10 times faster, and some have said 13 times.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Well, knowledge is very important. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is power in the real sense of the word. The well-known poem, "He who is knowledgeable is powerful," is correct. Knowledge brings about power and authority for every country. We have made scientific achievements in various arenas, achievements which were unimaginable in the beginning of the revolution. We ourselves were present in the front lines of the revolutionary activities, but we would not have believed that we would be able to make such progress in nuclear energy, nanotechnology, biotechnology, and in various complicated medical issues and very difficult surgeries, in the area of solving sterility, in the area of stem cells, and many other important scientific fields. But we have thankfully made progress in them. Our youth showed determination, moved forward, and made progress. Another achievement is in the area of basic infrastructure. One achievement was scientific progress, and another is infrastructural progress.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all. You guided me